Welcome to episode 231 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As many of you have noticed, I've not posted a podcast over the past few weeks. Now, there are a number of reasons for this, many outside of my control. So this week's show has a dual purpose. On the one hand, I'm discussing the matter of how we work around situations which don't quite go to plan, and at the same time, I'm bringing you up to date with my current activities. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 231. It's coming up to midday on a Wednesday morning, and I'm in my office, and it's one of those days where I'm only just now starting to think about my work day ahead, or rather I'm not just starting to think about it, but I'm only now able to actually get on with some proper work. And this is something which has kind of been a bit of a theme over the last few weeks, and a lot of you will have noticed that there hasn't been a show for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And there are a number of reasons for this, but all of this ties in with this idea that I want to talk about today, and that is the idea of when things don't quite go to plan. Now, it's one of those things that anyone who expects their day, their week, their month, their life even to go absolutely seamlessly and everything to fit into place, they're somewhat delusional, aren't they? Because we have so many challenges, so many unexpected factors. For example, the other day I was just about to drive off from home first thing in the morning and my car wouldn't start. And it was a problem with the battery, which when I think about it, the battery is quite old, the weather was cold. It's not surprising that the battery had come to the end of its life. You can't jump up and down about it. It was unfortunate. It ended up costing me money, but that's motoring. That's what you have to do. But on that occasion, I had to rethink my plans, my day, what have you. And it was lucky that I didn't actually have any commitments with any clients or any meetings for that day. Otherwise, that would have just been a bit more, wouldn't necessarily have been a problem, but it would have been more to have to think about. So just to give you a number of case studies, which might go some way to explaining my activities over the last 2 or 3 weeks and why you haven't heard so much from me. So I've just got the Active Photographer website in front of me. And the last show that I did was entitled Volkswagen Photo Location Scouting. And if you remember, that was on that occasion, I was with my good friend Tom Kent, who is a musician, also produces videos, Music Motors, which is all about cars and vehicles that are suitable for jobbing musicians, that sort of thing. I will link again in the show notes. Tom had arranged with his people at Volkswagen that we were going to look at a particular car. And that particular car was a 4x4, really nice, looking forward to it. So we went and scouted this location. And in that podcast, the previous one, I talked about that and you heard Tom talking and it was all great. So it came to the day that we were due to do that shoot and we're all busy and it was a self-promotion type thing. There was no money involved. It was just a collaborative thing with Volkswagen and Tom and myself. And would you believe the weather started to close in? It was getting sort of darker. It was going to have to be sort of an afternoon or late afternoon shoot, because one of the from my side of things, one of the things that I wanted to do was, rather than shoot with flash or just ambient light, I wanted to have an experiment with some lighting produced by Pelly. And a lot of you know that Pelly make cases that are almost indestructible, and I've used them for a long time. But they also produce these kind of LED location lamps that are not designed for photographers. They're designed for people such as those folks that work on railway lines, construction sites, all that sort of thing. They're durable, weather resistant, all that sort of thing. So I spoke to the people at Pelly and said, look, got a shoot coming up, or a number of shoots, I want to try this out, could we have a look? They sent one, and we were all set to do this, and I was faced with a bit of an awkward decision, really. We had, there was me, there was Tom, and a mutual friend, Ewan, who a lot of you will have heard me speak about him before. He's one of these guys that does jumps and tricks and all this sort of thing on bikes. Very talented. He was all up for it. Everything was going to plan. And then I looked at the forecast, and rain was forecast. And it was starting to spit a little bit earlier in the day. And it started to get darker, and the rain started to come on. And I had to make the call, which was not an easy one, because I didn't want to let people down. I didn't want to upset Tom, because he's a good friend. But I had to say to him, and we had sort of like a little Facebook conversation between the three of us. I had to say, look, realistically, the rain's coming down, everything is going to get absolutely soaked. If we were trying to do a wet weather, sort of water, dramatic shot, that might be something. But all that's going to happen is this VW car is not going to look that striking. It was actually an Amarok, the new 2017 Amarok. It wasn't going to look right. It was not going to be off-road. It was going to be in a sort of semi-urban situation. Ewan wasn't going to be doing any tricks on his bike or anything. He was just going to be static. So it was just a portrait shoot. So he was going to be sat there alongside or in the back of this car. It was going to look very good. And the light, it was going to just be a one light, very directional from this Pelly lighting. And I had to say, look, what do we think? This is just going to get silly. We are going to get absolutely drenched. And I won't go into the specifics. It was all very friendly and everything, but you know, there was some some discussion that, you know, we've made all these plans. I can't let people down. All the rest of it. Well, sometimes you just have to make the call. If it was a paid shoot, then you would have a contingency. But because this was a small time frame, a very low key sort of thing, we'd already been let down by a number of locations. And even on this occasion, the site that we'd wanted to go to, for one reason or another, didn't come about, which was a great shame. But hey-ho, that's how it is. So that didn't happen, that shoot. Now, don't get me wrong, in amongst all these things that I'm talking about today, I have been very productive. I've been able to get on with things. I've been talking to magazines, pitching ideas, getting the ball rolling on features which deadlines are coming up, and all various other bits and pieces, and arranging meetings and all that sort of thing. But there have been, unfortunately, a number of these things which have kind of got in the way. So the VW shoot kind of had to go by the wayside, and we might get the chance working with them again in a number of months. There's something else coming up, we'll have to see, which will be great. Then shortly after that, I came down with some sort of lurgy, which, okay, look, it wasn't that serious, but it was enough just to sort of knock me sideways a little bit. And that particular week, I didn't get a lot done. I virtually lost my voice, which meant I couldn't do the podcast for you. I could have croaked my way through it, and I've done that in the past. Long-standing listeners will know you've heard me driving back from shoots late at night, sort of croaking my way through some commentary and having to stop because of coughing. And it would have just been very messy, and I don't think it would have been, even if the message, what I was trying to talk about, was solid, I don't think it would have been a very nice listening experience for you. So I had to kind of just be patient with that. And, you know, I was able to get on with things, not on 100%, you know, that's just how it goes. I've still got a bit of a tickly throat. Excuse me whilst I just take a drink here. the other thing alongside all of this is I've been trying to get back into my fitness a bit more, because that kind of, for one reason or another, that sort of went slightly on the back burner. And when that happens, I get very frustrated, and I generally don't eat, like, I don't eat junk food anyway. But, you know, when I know that I'm not firing on all cylinders, and I know that regular exercise, working out, good nutrition, drinking plenty of water, green tea, that sort of thing, I know I function better. So all these things are tied in. So just as I was about to go, right, let's hit it, let's get on, get the fitness back on track, spring, summer's on the way, then it always happens. It's like psychologically, I don't know, my body thinks, no, hang on, we're just going to have another rest. And so that didn't happen. So I'm back on that again now, but I had to put that on hold. So the next thing, more recently, I had, I'm not going to say too much about the details, but I approached a particular magazine I've been thinking about trying to write for a while, big magazine in this country, outdoors. And so I spoke to the editor and I said, look, I'd like to do this. And, you know, are you interested? And they said, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And we'll start off with maybe, you know, submit like a feature about a particular walk, which is worth doing for the readers. You know, there's always a section in there which are a few recommended walks. And within my patch down here on the south, in the south of the UK, I think it there were some really nice options there. So I pitched some of those and they said, okay, yeah, pick one of those, go ahead. And that is something that over this past week or so, I've been getting really excited, because I love being outdoors. Of course I do. It's part of my work. It's, even if it wasn't work, just being outdoors when, you know, there's so much to explore. I'm going to sound like a stuck record or a cliche, but there's so much to explore. Now, I don't have, because of my home life, family life, and also what I'm trying to do within work, I'm not one of these people that yearns to go off traveling or yearns to take sort of 3 months going, doing a route or something. It's nice, I like the idea, but for one reason or another, that's not my thing, that's not my area. There are plenty of people that are doing that and doing it very well, so I'm just leaving it to them. That's not to say that if I got asked to do something like that, that I would turn it down. Of course I wouldn't. I'd look at it, and if it's paid and all the rest of it, it's a great opportunity. I'm you know, you have to think realistically about these things. So the stuff that's more local, it's great because it fits in with family life. It fits in with other commitments that I have. And so I thought, right, I'm going to look at these three routes, pick one of them for this first article, this first little walk. When I say little, it's about 10, 11 miles, something like that. And then I extended the invitation to someone who I've known for a number of years, who's very much interested in photography, not a professional, someone who just loves the outdoors, loves photography, actually came along on one of my Jolly workshops. If you're interested about that sort of thing, send me a message, because I haven't done those for a while, but I'd like to do more of those with the spring and summer coming up. I suppose it's a tiny, tiny little pitch here, either one-to-one workshops or in a group. You know, there's camping, there's walking, there's photo walks, all that sort of thing. I'll say no more at the moment, but let me know if that's of interest to you. And they are based in the UK here. But I extended this invitation saying, would you like to join me for this walk? I'm going to be walking, doing an overnighter. It gives me the opportunity to test various kit. I've got stuff, everything from tents and sleeping bags to rucksacks to photography kits that, you know, all this stuff is waiting for the reviews. It's all in progress and all that sort of thing. So I was keen to do that. So been watching the weather because I wanted it to be nice, you know, blue sky, winter blue skies, nice brisk day, be lovely. The idea of shooting behind the scenes video as well, doing podcasts for you, all that sort of thing. And then when I looked at my diary and when was going to be the best combination of decent weather and other commitments, we're now bringing this up to date to now when this let me think, Monday and Tuesday. So we're on the Wednesday now. And I looked at my diary and the weather, and the only, and I kid you not, the only fine day, even just looking at the weather app on my phone to see where there is a sunshine logo, the only sunshine was Monday. And it's, from what I can tell, I'm going to have a look at my phone again now. Oh, I've got a stack of Instagram updates. If you don't follow me on Instagram, please do, because I share all these sort of behind the scenes pictures with you on there. Link in the show notes, Giles Babbage. So what am I looking for here? Yes, the weather app. So as I look here to sort of the local area, it is nothing but, like today, there's light and heavy rain, then there's light cloud going through to thick cloud for basically between now through till the end of next week. So I'm on such a narrow window of opportunity. So Monday was going to be the day. And then I realised that I had... it's always the mundane things that get in the way. I had a commitment on the Tuesday morning, which meant that because I wouldn't be getting, I knew I wouldn't be getting a really early start on Monday. Realistically, we're looking at about 4 or 5 hours. I work on the basis that when I'm going across uneven terrain, like in the hills and all that sort of thing, working on about 3 miles per hour, sometimes 4 miles per hour is a good average. But then by the time you stop, because I'm having to plot my route and make notes for the feature, take photos, do behind the scenes video if I stop to do that, I was going to be allowing about 5 hours. And realistically, because of this weather, even on a fine day, it's starting to get dark still at the moment, around about, if it's not particularly fine, so about 3, 4 o'clock, a little bit later when it's, you know, particularly nice. But when I look at a day like today, I mean, I'm just looking out my window here and it is absolutely rubbish. It is dark, it is white, grey sky, it's rainy, and I mean, it's going to be dark before half, well, not dark, dark, but it's going to be, you know, by 3:30, that would be it. So I'd be pitching up camp for the night, and there just wasn't the opportunity. I need to get nice, clear pictures, and maybe I'll talk about the kit for this in a minute. But because I had commitments the Tuesday morning, it meant that I couldn't do the overnighter. And because I was going to be starting a bit later on the Monday morning, there actually wasn't the time to comfortably do the whole route with all the stops along the way and get be finished before it's getting dark and getting everything done. So that was a shame. So I thought, all right, I'll just have to think about what I can do. Because if it's a white sky, a bit overcast, that's fine. You could use a graduating filter. Just trying to see a way around it. And then what really frustrated me... So I went and did other things with my dad. Didn't waste Monday. Just got other things done. What really frustrated me is I went for this meeting first thing on Tuesday morning. And I got there and they said, oh... we were supposed to have a meeting today, weren't we? Which kind of, you know, pricked my ears up a little bit. I said, yes. I said, oh, yeah, oh, you know, we're so sort of, our head was all over the place at the end of the week and we had this going on, you know, so we haven't been able to do this. Could we do it next week? So I said, yeah, sure, fine. Didn't make any issue over it. Fine, whatever. But what really frustrates me is the fact that the one good day so that I could have done the walk, got the photographs done, made my notes, today I could be on it writing the feature. And it's not a big one. It's only a small, because it's like a walking guide for a route. It's not like a 2000 word, 6 page, whatever article. It's just a small thing. I could have got it done. It could have been absolutely, I could be on top of it, which if we're talking in terms of real sense of things, in terms of, you know, business, of earning a living, it means I'm one step closer to sending an invoice, getting more money in. That's, you know, let's not beat about the bush. That's what, you know, you have to think about. So it's kind of the latest, that was the latest in a line of things which have kind of got in the way, which, you know, like I say, when things don't go to plan, you can't get angry, you can't jump up and down. Of course it's frustrating for multiple people involved. I've got other ideas, feature ideas, things for photography that I want to do based around that one walk. I mean, for those of you that don't know, I'll just take another sip of my drink here. For those of you that don't know, when I go off and to write a feature, I don't just go and do that one idea. If it's a route, if it's about something to do with the history of the area or a particular part of, you know, the area outdoors or what have you. To make it worth my mile, to make it worth my while, and to get the most out of my time whilst I'm out on location, and the pictures and all the rest of it, I try to hit a number of bases at the same time. So, for example, and this is a completely hypothetical thing, say I was doing a route, I might, when I'm planning the route, I'll look at my ordnance survey map and I'll see what's in the area. And I could see that there might be, for example, farms, there might be a pub, there might be some old remains of some old buildings, like an old hill fort or something like that. If I look into a bit of quick research, either online or I've got a stack of books with local history and things, if I look into that, that gives me ideas, and I might find that there are other things to talk about. And then that's other photography, other portrait shoots, other, just other ideas to act upon. So I get more value out of my time, doing that. So, a lot of you will remember, Hugh Graham, who was, at one time my lecturer at university. He became someone that I worked with directly, became a good friend, and sadly passed away a number of years ago. But he was a prolific writer, photographer as well. But, you know, as a freelance, he wrote so much. And I know I've talked about this in the past. But he said to me once, he says, I just need to come up with 5 ideas for the year, and that will see me through the year. And you think, well, how can you get the sort of money that you want and all the rest of it just off 5 ideas? But it's absolutely true. You just have to think very laterally, very open-mindedly about the opportunities. And once you're kind of switched onto that, you start to see more. And over the last couple of weeks, I've had, like I said, I've had other meetings, and I've broadened out from a sort of a history perspective. I'm now looking into stuff to do with artists and local crafts, and still trying to keep it with an outdoors or sort of local history kind of relevance. I could do something very, like, completely different. So, for example, when I have written stuff based around the Goodwood events, I'm not a car person. If you've listened for a long time, you'll know this. But you know, if it's an idea that I want to work on and it still has a relevance somehow to what I want to do, then I'll do it. So I've thought broadly, and I'm kind of in a position, I'm not so bad now because I've managed to make time up, but there was a point going back over the last sort of week or so where, you know, I was getting a bit frustrated. All I wanted to do was be out and about. The weather has been rubbish, so there's no point in me wasting my time. I don't want to waste the time of others, as I've said before. And so, you know, you make the best of the situation. You turn things into a positive. Now, what else can I tell you? That is pretty much the center of what I wanted to talk about today, because I think a lot of people, it's very easy in any business where, especially for people starting out, where you want to do something that you know is going to progress you. And then something comes along, it might be your existing work commitments, it might be the fact that you'd promised your family you were going to go somewhere or do something, which means you can't then go and do those pictures. all these things. It's very frustrating. I still get frustrated. Of course I do. Everyone does. You just have to work around it. So just to bring it back to the present and to wrap things up, my day today is one of those where I've got some feature writing to do. I've got to follow up on some existing pitches to do with features, and make sure that one article, that when I can see a break in the weather, I need to just jump on it. Now, if you know, it could be that I could go out and it'd be dark, like sort of cloudy. The pictures might look really nice, but it's not what I need for this particular little feature. Very quickly, just to talk about photography in terms of the kit. Very interesting. I know a lot of people are ditching their DSLRs for the likes of Sony and Fujifilm, mirrorless, Micro Four Thirds, all these smaller cameras. Do you know what? I would love to look at these other systems. Realistically, it's not the right time for me to do that as much as I would like. But for these sort of walks, these small overnighters, I tend to travel light enough. If it's going to be just general sort of, you know, scenic shots or the rest of it, I'll probably take something like, I'll take my D800, not the most recent model, but still does the job perfectly well for me. I'll take that with a lightweight tripod. I won't have the battery grip on the camera. I might take one lens. I might take the 35mm f1.8, and if I use the DX crop on there, that takes it more in line to being something a bit like the 50mm, which I also have, which is a lovely little lens. Or I might take something which is a little bit heavier. I might take my old 24 to 85mm macro, or I could take the slightly bigger, faster 24 to 70 f2.8. really depends on a number of factors. If it's winter and I know I'm going to have to take extra kit because of extra clothes for warmth and all this sort of thing, that might be a factor. But just keeping it very lightweight, spare batteries, electronic cable release. But that's for me, and this is the thing, this is me, my working approach with the kit that I have at my disposal. That is the approach that I'm sort of taking. A lot of stuff is natural light. I have obviously things like head torches and all that sort of thing that I can do light painting with. You know, so just very lightweight. Oh, just that's reminding me one thing just to round off. I've said that twice now. The Ewan, the guy that was going to be in the VW shoot. I've still got the light that Pelly sent. It's not one that I keep, it's one that's going back, but I need to still do some portraits of Ewan, so we're kind of going to work out something with him and his car, which is a kind of, you know, he loves his car, he spends far too much time and money on it. he, you know, as so many people do, he loves it. And so we're going to do some shots with him in the next sort of few days, so yeah, making the most of that situation. But again, that even that's going to be not using a lot of kit, one camera, a couple of lenses, and that's it. So I hope that has gone some way towards a couple of things. One, giving you a bit of an update as to why it's been a little bit quiet with me. I'm just going to have a look in front of me on my screen here. Where am I? So many little menu things open. Where are we? Here we go. So I've got a number of small little articles to go on the Active Photographer. They're kind of almost, you know, waiting to be scheduled and go. I've also been trying to rejig my posting schedule for the Active Photographer to give you more updates. It's, you know, the start of the year or end of the year, start of the year. It's a time where you have to review what your commitments are, what needs doing, how you can fit stuff in. If I could get, you know, sort of 3 or 4 posts out on the site every week for you and a podcast and a video alternate, that would be great. I would love to. Realistically, obviously, I've got other things, you know, being out and about, I have stuff to do. So that is not an area that, unfortunately, I am able to concentrate on at the moment. So, like I said, I hope that's given you a bit of an update as to what's been going on over the last 2 or 3 weeks. I know I've received emails from a number of people saying, is the podcast still going? Are you all right? All this sort of thing. It's very kind of you, you know, to show concern. Rest assured, you know, it's just been one of those times where too much has been going on. And as I've said before, you have to prioritize, you have to take care of people and situations that allow you to get back on track and to, you know, to do what you need to do. But also I hope that's kind of given you, as usual, you know, a bit of an insight into the day-to-day workings of what I'm doing. And, you know, if you have got any questions about any of the topics that I've discussed in this show, then do let me know. There are all sorts of ways you can do that, and that's coming up shortly. I'm always happy to answer questions. I'm pretty open to pretty much anything. And if it's something that's, you know, really not, you know, if it's the wrong, if it's a sort of question which is either completely off topic or I feel that I'm not able to answer for one reason or another, then I will still reply to you. I just will have to work around that. But I've never had to do that. So, you know, I'm just happy to help. So, like I say, if you've got any questions about anything I've talked about, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. With any luck, the weather will be more forgiving over the coming days, and I'll be able to tie up other loose ends outdoors as well. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.